It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Dino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monts Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
It's a Monday.
Oh, it is. Hey, before anything else, I have to say this already because
okay.
On my way here, you know Ultra, right?
Ultra, yes.
And you know, if you're on Ultra, Ultra is on your left.
Yeah.
And you'll see a street going down.
Yes.
Cavalia one.
Yes, and yes. Going to St. Paul.
Yeah, there's a stoplight, and then you pass that, there's Oranbo and the Valle Verde Country Club, right?
Yes.
Well, there's an electricity post that came down. It fell over.
Wow.
And so all the electricity wires are on the road.
Yes.
So that intersection is virtually impassable.
Don't pass there.
Don't pass there.
Try to avoid it.
So as early as now, if you need to pass through Oranbo, Valle Verde Country Club, St. Martin, Ultra.
That entire area.
That T intersection there, please, it hasn't been cleared yet. So it's going to take a while. So if you can avoid the area, please do.
And it's going to be hell for St. Paul Pasig.
Exactly.
Students.
Right, right.
So, you know, if you're a parent or taga hated.
Yes.
Just make sure that you try to avoid that area.
If you're coming from Bagong Ilog, you have somebody to bring to St. Paul, and that's your route up Canlie. Turn right on Henry Javier Road.
Yes.
Going down to St. Martin. Please don't pass that area right now. I was there, about 20 minutes ago, and it was really starting to build up.
Yikes.
I was still able to get through, but I think it's going to take a while because the wires are all down.
Yeah. Mm. At least there's no live wire.
No, live wire.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And there are people already assisting. There's an ambulance, there's a fire truck, everybody's there.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so we've got a top 10 for today. We kind of tweaked it a little bit, okay? It was actually sent in by John Cyril. He wanted us to do like the sad childhood memories.
Oh, no.
Diba? So
on
I thought,
Monday?
So I thought, yeah, I was thinking, but it's a Monday.
Yeah.
But then I thought, why don't we just ask for the memorable childhood memories.
Okay.
Happy and sad. So
right,
let's
right.
mix it up. So
okay.
You know those memories that you just will never forget.
Forget as a kid.
But make it interesting, okay? Because let's say you go. I remember when I was 8 years old, they gave me a toy car. It might be special to you, but it's not very entertaining.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So unless you go. When I was 8 years old, they gave me a toy car for my birthday, and I was so happy I went into a seizure. Something like that. You know, I mean, something like that. Not exactly like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But okay, so dramatize it a little.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, just make sure there's something like entertaining them.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But you can include happy, like deliriously happy or deliriously sad.
Okay.
Okay, both.
Extremes.
Both kinds.
Okay, okay.
As long as it's something that's very interesting.
All right.
Okay, so the top 10 childhood memories. If you want to join us, key in RX, space, your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag childhood memories.
Best FM Radio Station 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards Monster Radio RX 93.1.
All right, here's our battle cry on a Monday morning. Listen to this.
Your Kikai Barkata.
Monday, today is March 11, 2013. My name is Del. All right, here's the news. Well, that's quite a statement. Harry Styles has showed off a semi-new tattoo, a giant butterfly inked on the middle of his chest. Really?
And it's
a
huge.
Giant butterfly?
It's huge.
Why in the world would you do that?
Exactly.
Diba?
I'm also baffled by the choice of insect. apparently, this tat isn't exactly new. Tattoo artist Liam Sparks posted the shot on Flickr on January 22, and a rep for the One Direction singer tells E! News the chest in question definitely belongs to Styles. Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend has over 20 tattoos on his body. Now, considering the timing, people can't help but wonder if this one has some sort of meaning. Swift, 23, and Styles split in January, and while Taylor's notoriously took to music to discuss her feelings post-breakup, Styles just might prefer body art. Like, it means free as a bird or a butterfly.
Yeah, it's really odd.
It's a really odd choice. Like, you could have picked, like, I don't know.
An eagle.
Or a sparrow or a swallow.
A scorpion.
Exactly.
Something more manly.
And plus, it wasn't like a manlified butterfly. It's a butterfly. A regular
yeah,
butterfly.
Yeah, because if you're just gonna go for freedom.
Yeah.
You could have picked the like a bird. Yeah. But
plus, hindi siya talaga like chest. It's more like here, like right under the nips.
Okay.
Like the solar plexus, that area.
Sternum.
The diaphragm. Yeah.
That's where it is.
But
and it's
weird.
Huge.
You know how, like in How I Met Your Mother, Ted got
a butterfly tattoo
on the small of his back.
Yeah.
And he had to get it
removed
because it's just a girly
tattoo.
Girly.
Well, okay.
Wonder what that's about.
I know, and remember, he's a superstar, and eventually he's going to have lots of pictures taken of him shirtless.
Yeah.
You know, it's a common thing. Even in their videos, they're shirtless. Diba?
So, it's the start of a bigger tattoo. Na magsistart muna butterfly, tapos eventually it'll become a garden.
Hindi yung pala merong ano, like an eagle about to eat the butterfly. Hindi lang tapos pa.
The eagle would be inked over his shoulder.
Wow.
Or it's a butterfly that eats snakes.
Tas ang mata ng eagle yung nips niya.
Ew.
Yeah, could be, right?
Diba? Pwede. Tas naka...
For now, though, it doesn't seem like anything macho.
No.
Not at all.
And sobrang ano siya, sobrang hindi siya stylized.
And it's almost like it's a joke.
Yeah.
Because usually, that's the first thing that you think of what not to tattoo as a guy.
As a guy.
I mean, what not to tattoo on your body.
If he has 20 tattoos naman, you know, it's one of many.
Baka na bore
lang. So I guess if he has a lot of manly tattoos, it's sort of like, I don't know, it counteracts.
I don't know, it just seems to me like a prelude to regret.
I know, right? He could have tattooed like a face of William Wallace.
No, this is a tattoo Mariah Carey would put.
Exactly,
she loves butterflies.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm sure she does have Hazel has a butterfly tattoo.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, she does.
I think on her.
But I think that's
I think
it.
So,
it's
yeah.
the girls who have
it's usually just the
tattoos.
Girls
go for butterflies. Okay.
Wait, stars pala yung kay Hazel or something. Baka meron siya. I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I didn't know Hazel had a tattoo. I know Danielle has one.
Fran has a lot. She has like seven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
There you go. That is the news. The first one today here on the show. More to come as you enjoy your Monday morning with us. You got CDNG live and airborne now on Summer's Hottest Star X 93.1.
Sana ba mas manly na lang yung pinatattoo niya? Like, kilay.
Well, wait. Del had the tattoo.
What?
Last Saturday.
Why you?
Oh, yeah.
You
that
know
is
that
true.
Thing? We were already in La Salle.
We were in
DLSU
and people were asking about her quote-unquote tattoo.
And then we had a picture with Augie Alcacid on Instagram.
Yeah,
and
right.
I just
kitang-kita.
Kitang-kita
talaga. No, people were commenting. Did you see the one that I posted?
No.
And people were like, oh my gosh, look at that Del's tattoo. And people had to say, no, Gino wrote that down during their signing.
And I totally forgot about it.
Kitang-kita eh. Because Gino, okay, for those who weren't there, Gino wrote on Del's hand.
While we were signing
on her forearm.
I love USA.
With
a pencil pen.
And then he wasn't even done with his tattoo.
Yeah.
He like underlined it and then put like two
little
lines.
Slashes on the side of the line.
So it kind of looked real. And people were like, whoa, she's so out there with her emotions.
I don't have a tattoo. I would never get a tattoo.
I am now like a famed tattoo artist.
I know, right?
Beware of this one, especially when he's holding a pencil pen.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd be afraid of what tattoo he'd write on my forearm.
Actually, Del and I had an idea.
We did.
It wouldn't be as.
let's put it this way. Baka i-alcohol ko siya before we go to DLSU.
All right. It's back to the music here on The Morning Rush. Good morning, guys.
Request granted. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 Childhood Memories. Again, we're looking for good memories, our happy memories, and also bad memories.
The tragic ones,
memories.
The super duper sad ones.
Like
basically
all kinds.
Just childhood memories.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's start off with Haha Hans. Yung nagsasalita ka sa harap ng electric fan para marinig yung robot voice.
Yes.
It's the Darth Vader voice.
I did that all the time too. With my brothers.
Yeah, everybody would do that.
What would the grown-ups tell you when you do that? Because ours would say, sige, kakabagin kayo.
I know, wala naman.
You know what?
It's just cute. It's just cute to do that.
I really think that parents just lie.
All the time.
Well, you know what I mean? Sometimes.
No, in order to stop you from doing what you're doing.
Yeah, but
they will lie.
I mean, I would understand if it was a bad thing that you were doing. But let's just say you're just talking in front of a fan. What's so bad about that?
Hindi kasi balay kunyari.
Siguro they're just annoyed.
Kunyari yung, oh, wag ka dyan, may mumu dyan. It's a lie.
Right, yeah. Right.
Wag ka magulo, kukunin ka ng police. It's a lie.
Or yung dati, pag kaming, so I have two older brothers, whenever we would just laugh, like really laugh, she would always go like, oh, sige, tawa pa kayo ng tawa, mamaya iyak na kayo mamaya ng gabi. Because it's like the law of averages though. Or something.
Oh, maybe because they believe it.
Yeah, all the old people really believe
it. I think
that.
They believe that part.
But do you actually think it's true? Kasi kung ganun lang, dapat umiiyak na tayong tatlo pag gabi-gabi. Oh,
kita mo nga, lampas na nga yung iyak sa tawa. Lumampas-lampas na nga yung iyak.
Lumampas na sobra-sobra na.
OMGN says, sinasabunutan ako ng ate ko. Ano?
Okay.
Sinasabunutan ako ng ate ko. Kasi lagi kong tinatanggal yung mga ulo ng mga Barbie niya. Eh, hindi niya alam na ibabalik naman yun. Kahit na, tinanggal mo
rin yun. Tinanggal mo pa rin, yeah.
Pinugutan mo ng ulo yung mga Barbie niya.
Why would you do that? Yeah, exactly. You're not supposed to touch it in the first
place. And eventually, luluwag yun.
Yes, actually.
When you, kasi parang may
bola yun. Kasi tinatanggal mo, tapos pinapasok.
Hindi, may bola yun eh. Tapos you pop the head in. And then...
Bakit alam na alam mo?
Wala naman.
Wala naman.
Dami Barbie.
Hindi naman sa may collection ako.
Hello, wala akong Barbie. G.I. Joe meron ako. Totoo, meron. Yung ano pa, yung binile pa sa Dao. Before you had to go to the...
Kami sa Cubao.
Hindi, before kasi they didn't sell it in regular stores. It has to be imported, diba? And,
but you remember in with G.I. Joe, the biggest problem that you would have is napuputol yung half of their body. Kasi rubber yung sa may chan. And the what connects the stomach and the legs is rubber band lang.
Tapos di ba si Barbie may panty? Si G.I.
Wala.
Joe.
Wala.
Wala panty si Barbie.
Walang Barbie? Walang party si panty? Walang Barbie si Bandy?
Wala.
Ayusin
wala
mo.
Talaga.
Walang
panty si Barbie?
Wala.
Wala.
Hindi lahat ng Barbie.
Ay, so, commando?
Oh, I mean, you can buy.
When you take out the dress.
Yeah, there's no...
There's
underwear.
Nothing there. It's like a mannequin.
Kasi si G.I. Joe... Ang ano niya yung it's part of the plastic yung kanyang brief.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, yung parang
are you and I talking about the same G.I. Joe? Like the small ones?
No, the big one.
Ah, the doll type G.I. Joe. Okay, that's why.
And nakaano siya what do you call it? It's part of the plastic na hindi mo siya natatanggal.
Oh, okay.
So
it's molded.
So forever siyang naka-brief ganun. So unlike si Barbie na
Nakabomba
siya. Ha 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 Han says, lahat ng kinakain kong gum nung bata ako, nilululunok ko. Is it really bad?
Or is it stays in your intestinal tract now for a long time.
But is that true? Kasi
not sure.
You eat mga, yung mga malalagkit. I mean the kakanin.
No, but they can be easily broken down.
Ay, right. This is like plastic.
This is like, there's something more with gum.
They say nga daw, it takes 7 years.
Supposedly, I don't know if that's a myth.
Supposedly.
I think it's a myth. Naman.
Not sure. Do we have any doctors out there that can confirm this? Or
Kuya Maui says, yung dahan-dahan mong isasara yung ref para makita mo kung kailan yung exact moment na mamamatay yung ilaw.
You tried to figure it out.
I tried that.
Yeah, same here.
I did that too.
I think it's just one of those things that, you know, just puzzles you.
Yeah, kids just want to know.
And also, Butter Baby says, yung sobrang addict ko sa hula hoop, nagkaroon ng time na more than 1 hour ko ginawa at nakapag-lunch pa ako in it.
Wow.
Oh,
while
my.
Hooping. While hula hooping.
So you were eating something?
Yeah.
And
I don't know how to hula hoop.
I used to know how.
And
then I tried it again. I just couldn't do it anymore.
Actually, ako ganyan. I know how to do it. And then I just realized I'm lousy na at it.
Oh.
I think if
you just practice, you'd know how.
Yeah.
Ako, I really don't know how.
And you never tried it before?
I did. It would always fall.
I would make it go through my waist.
Ta sa neck
and then
pa.
Sa neck. And then sa arm.
Sa arm, yes. Exactly.
And then one leg, tas tumatalon-talon ako. Galing.
Marjam says, yung makikipaglaruan kayo, magkikipaglaro ka ng taguan, tapos pag ikaw na yung taya, aayaw ka na.
Uuwi ka na.
I hate those kids.
Or habulan.
Yeah.
Pag ikaw na yung taya, ayaw mo na.
But I actually like being taya.
I hated it.
Really?
Because I'm slow eh. So pag ako taya, parang forever na akong taya.
Like for cops and robbers, I'd love being the cop.
yung tagahabol.
Yeah, cops.
Kasi minsan ang boring na nakatago ka lang eh. Because like you could be hiding in there for like years without seeing anyone.
Like kami, shark. Sa school namin nun,
shark.
Yung mga bato, they were so far apart. So pag ikaw yung shark, parang, pag ako na yung shark, parang wala na.
Pagod ka na.
Magmerienda na lang tayo kasi hindi ko kayo mahahapon.
Magmerienda na lang tayo.
And also, OMGN says ito medyo malalim. Yung bang you just never cared about what other people thought.
Nux. As
but
a
that's
kid.
True.
Yeah.
Chenong says, safe ka sa ibabaw ng sofa at may lava sa sahig. Kaya dun lang patalon-talon sa mga upuan at lamesa.
Right.
You can't hit the floor.
Right.
This is like what you used to play.
Yeah. Yun, yung, well, that's another version of Shark.
Pero kami rin, we used to play that. Of course, we didn't call it Shark.
Yeah.
But kids love that.
Shark is such a lame name.
I know, right?
Right? Shark.
Ito, Asara from Camilo. Yung bang gigising ako ng umaga to listen to Chico and Delamar.
Whatever.
Hey, but that's true for, you know,
for some.
The people who are probably tuned in at this time.
And if they're of a
certain age,
yeah,
that probably would be true.
Yeah.
Let's say you were 7 when we started the show.
You're right.
You would be 23 right now or 24.
Mm. Yeah.
It's possible.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
You are part of their childhood memories. Hindi naman ako child na.
Diba nga yung kinikwento ko? Huwag kang mag-child
ka. Hindi, but remember
Demonyo
what
I...
Excuse me. Demonyito ka na naman.
Can you be so harsh in the morning? Ako talaga. Alam mo,
can you be so harsh in the morning?
Parati talaga ako inaapi dito.
And
to think when I was in high school...
Pampas na iPad.
To think when I was in high school, alam mo yung parang Delamar, you were just parang like you were just so unreachable. Oh, pinagpapantasan. Hindi. I swear to God, like some of my high school batchmates would be like, sana mag-FHM na si Delamar.
Oh my God. Are you sure you weren't part of that?
No, I wasn't part of it.
Tapos sabi, pinagpapantasan yung mga pictures mo no, na lumalabas sa magazine.
Na naka-smid.
Yung mga ano mo, yung mga...
Kasi wala pang men's health nun eh. Ang hinahabol ko talaga, dapat ikaw mag-cover ng men's health.
Eh, ang tagal mo.
Eh, ang tagal mag-post. Uh-oh. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 childhood memories comes from OMGN and Mashed Plutonium.
They both say?
Pagsama na natin. I couldn't choose it. So OMGN says, yung mahiwagang sugat, yung mga sugat na nai-enjoy mo. Di ba may sugat na you're sad about it? Tell me sugat ka. And then there's a sugat that you really enjoy.
Like what?
Yung sugat na because you had so much fun.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Not the sugat na talagang di ka makalaro kasi may sugat ka.
Yeah.
And from Mashed Plutonium, yung paramihan kayo ng mapipitas na aratilis. And then you remember how when kids would always say it's alatiris.
Yeah. It's alatiris, diba?
They never could say aratilis. It's always like alatiris.
See, I said alatiris.
Most kids.
Aratilis.
Most kids, diba?
Yeah. And it's the fruit that's never sold.
I know.
You just,
well, some try.
You just pick it off of like...
Yeah.
Pero some try, ha? Kaya lang kasi they ripen too fast.
Yeah. Until now, may mga fruits na ganun. Like our yayas. Regardless of the yaya.
Yeah.
When I buy makopa, they always say, why would you buy makopa? You
yeah, pinipitas lang yan eh. Even kay Mito before.
Yeah.
Wait, on a side note, how come nobody's ever thought of extracting the santan sap?
Make it a juice.
Yeah.
Too much in big amounts. You won't like it. I'm
yeah.
pretty sure.
Really?
Okay.
All right, so again, if you want to join us for the top 10 childhood memories, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Childhood Memories.
Summer's hottest. If you'd like to leave a message, please wait for the beep.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Bounce Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
But before that, just a bunch of greetings from people who are tuned in. Keiko Bilio just saying hello to Dr. Vine Cabral Shakya. Happy Monday morning. Hello as well to Familia Batalia. That's coming from Dan to Easy to See. Fresh from the Pyro musical.
Nice.
Cool. Let's also say hello to War Chief Levi. Levi, right? Yeah. who says hello to the ninang, Marina Sumagpang. She's here in the Philippines for her vacation. I just introduced her to TMR. So, hey, welcome
nice.
Back.
Nice. Thank you.
Callie Burns is saying hello to Renzo Boy and to the office mates who will be joining them this weekend at Mount Pico del Oro. Hiker rushers. That's pretty
nice.
Cool. And last one for now, let's just say hello to IMDre54, who says, dapat daw may epic pic for today. Yung mga childhood photos natin.
Oh,
let's
gosh.
Compile childhood photos.
But remember, I don't have any. I don't have.
Wala ka ba online? Because I didn't bring.
I have
so.
On my Instagram.
There.
I'll just repost it.
Let's just.
No, we'll find a way to give
let's
it to Gino,
it.
So he can find a way to
yeah.
okay.
put it all together.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. So let's do the top 10 childhood memories. Starting off with Madison Camille. Bawal kami kumain ng fishball. Sabi kasi ng parents namin, balyena daw yun.
And what's wrong with
no,
that?
I'm pretty sure they just didn't want them to eat
kasi
madumi.
Because it's
yeah.
dirty. Right.
But ginawa nilang, balyena yan. Huwag kayong kakain yan.
And when you ask, like, okay, so balyena. And?
It's a whale. It's an endangered species.
No, I mean, what would it be? Well, not just that, I don't think.
Or it's siguro just, because it's supposed to be gross.
Is it gross or is it like parang friend?
Hindi ako feeling ko cause parang
balena.
Because I see whales as friends. They're like nice,
kasi balena
lovable
has a negative connotation.
Talaga?
Diba? Wala lang. It's not like
or baka it's
only
not,
if you call a person
not
a
edible.
Balena.
I think parang it's not edible. Yung
Or baka it's like ako, if that's the way you see it, I see it as more like parang it's like you're eating a dog.
Ah,
kasi
hindi,
it's a lovable creature.
They bunched shark and whale together.
Uh-oh.
So I was thinking more of the inedible part.
Because
sharks are not friends. So,
but they can also be eaten. Shark's fin soup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, even the meat.
I'd love to eat them just to give them a taste of their own medicine.
But you have to eat them while they're on land. Tinastock mo sila.
Tinastock mo sila in the water.
Tapos meron ka. Pangtakot talaga, no?
This is the definition of vindictive.
Sabi ng shark, nakating lang siya. Fail.
And then he eats you. Or meron kang, you're underwater, meron kang dalang fork tsaka knife.
Diba?
Come here. Come at me, shark.
Let's see how you like it. Si Coenter says, napadala ako sa principal's office kasi I called my teacher ugly. And I told, and nung tinanong ako, I called my teacher ugly, so pinadala ko sa principal. Sabi ng principal, bakit mo sinabi yun? And ang sabi ko, I was just telling the truth. What if it's not an insult?
Yeah.
What if you really think, di ba?
Yeah, but still, I'm sure you still get reprimanded for it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because
they're teaching you not to say hurtful things.
I guess
they're
manners.
Teaching you to,
yeah, manners.
To be civil,
basic
how to
manners.
Play along. Yeah.
And also,
But growing up, you find out that there are so many contradictory things.
I know.
Yes.
They say tell the truth. Pag nagsabi ka naman ng truth, some truths are not to be spoken out loud.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of confusing. Chow King says, yung crush ko yung guard ng elementary school namin.
Uh-huh.
Dark Vader says, yung pag pinatay mo yung TV, hihintayin mong mawala yung white dot
yes.
sa gitna.
Right.
Yeah, the old ones. Zloop.
The really yeah. old ones. Meron talagang white dot that wouldn't leave.
It's from like.
Isn't it the
tube? Because of the tube. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's tricky.
But now, because they don't use it.
Because sometimes, if you keep staring at it, actually, minsan wala na siya.
Yeah, it's an optical
but
illusion.
You think
na
lang.
it's still there.
Andy JR says, yung extena ng naglalaro kayo ng bahay-bahayan, tapos ikaw yung nanay. At ikaw ay lalaki. Blue Gray says, pinupokpok namin yung bunga ng talisay para buksan at kainin yung laman para siyang nut.
What yeah, talisay. Know. There's a lot of that
it's
in Cebu.
Talisay.
I don't know what that is.
It's a tree.
Tapos meron siyang
meat?
Fruit? O yung tree mismo bubuksan?
I've never actually seen the actual fruit.
Oh, it's talisay.
I'm sorry. I love those things.
It's also a place in Cebu. Wala lang.
Like yung mom ng friend ko.
A friend!
Sinong friend itech?
Yung pili. Diba?
Yeah,
we
pili nut?
We love the nut, right? Sila, they ihaw ba? The actual fruit. Tapos you can eat the flesh.
Meat, uh-huh.
Really?
That surrounds the nut. And according to her, it's really delicious. And I'm like, I find those things interesting. Those
when yeah. you eat the flesh around the nut. No, I mean, that is pretty interesting, isn't it?
No, the stuff that you don't...
Pretty
kunyari,
much.
Right, Del? I'm sure you agree.
Like, kunyari, the cashew-way.
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 The cashew-way. Nagkasuy.
Hindi ako makadesign.
Kasuy.
Cashew tsaka kasuy. Para si Gina Boy kanina, kafi.
Kafi.
Kasi coffee and kape.
Hindi, para at least, di ba?
Kasuy.
Kasuy.
Yung kasuy. Kasuy. Ano yung kasuy?
Di ba, like, we only know the kasuy.
Yeah.
But some people also eat the flesh of the... Saan nakaupo yung prinsesa?
Of the kasuy.
And,
kasuy.
Kuya Maui says, yung mag-drawing ka ng araw sa concrete kung gusto mong umaraw at mag-drawing ka ng cloud kung gusto mong umulan.
I never did that.
With chalk. I've heard of this. I've never done this, but I've seen people do this. Romel Espiritu says, oh, later na yan. Madmat Mark says, oh, happy birthday to Madmat Mark, by the way, yesterday.
Hey, happy
belated
birthday. Also, speaking of birthdays, just a happy birthday to Bianca Gonzalez. She's celebrating her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Bianca.
We hope this somehow gets to you.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Gracia says, parang kaong yung laman ng talisay.
Oh,
chewy.
Wow.
Sarap.
I love kaong.
I love kaong too.
And nata de coco.
Ay, hindi pala. I don't like kaong. I like nata de coco.
I like nata de coco. I hate kaong.
Biglang.
Pilis.
Poor
kaong.
I wonder how kaong feels. Na parang,
oh, hey. Oh, from favorite to
I hate kaong.
Madmat Mark says, yung nanalo ako ng coloring contest nung kinder ako, but I'm colorblind.
What?
Oh,
but
wow.
You won.
Lucky. Maybe lucky. It was just lucky, yeah.
Lucky color combination.
Adonis Mabangis says, yung ginagawa naming swimming pool yung batsa panglaba. Laki yung batsa nun.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
but sometimes,
yeah.
Malalaki.
My Pomeranian does that. He's so tiny.
But maybe when you're a kid,
let's say you're two.
Or yung tipong hindi naman talaga yung full body mo yung nandun, yung parang nakaupo ka lang.
Parang hehehe. Just rubbing your puwet
on the plastic.
On the tin.
But that's funny because Cooper does that.
Really?
Yeah, he rubs his bum. He calls his puwet bum.
You know what, that photo of Cooper that you posted of him taking a shower? He's gonna hate you for that when he
told him. There's nothing you can see there.
I know, but like, he's gonna hate you for it.
Sana man lang inano mo ng bubbles yung part na yun.
It would look obscene.
No!
Yes, it would.
Madmat Mark says, yung hinihintay mo yung ang TV kasi crush na crush mo si Lindsay Custodio.
Who's Lindsay Custodio?
You know her.
For sure. Sila yung mga mistisa.
You have to factor in that I didn't really watch a lot of local TV when I was young.
Ah, okay. Mm.
That's the thing.
Well,
the only local show that I used to watch was Abangan ng Susunod na Kabanata.
Ah, yeah. Mm. I remember that. And the entry and the top. Childhood memory comes from Elliot Girl.
Elliot Girl says,
yung tinasahan ko, yung forefinger ko when I was four. At nagpanik lahat ng
teachers. Oh!
Alam mo yung nasa school, yung nakapako pa sa table. Tapos yung winawind up mo. Pinasok niya yung finger niya doon, tapos tinasahan niya.
Oh! It reminds me of si ano. I have a friend who accidentally put her finger into a sewing machine.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So she sewed like... Suba.
She sewed.
She sewed. She sewed.
She sued.
She sued.
Dinemanda niya.
She sued. No, she sued the school. Nilusot pa. Yeah, she sewed her finger on with a... like.
Hey, I grew up with sewing machines because my mom was a dressmaker.
Oh.
And her sister and their mom.
Do you know how to sew?
Not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Sorry, quick hello and a happy birthday to... Doc Carlos is saying hello to the sister-in-law, Jing. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Also, hello to Dale, who is tuned in the car.
Hi,
alone.
Dale.
And to Joy, she's tuned in. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hello, Joy. Hey. And so there you go, the top 10 childhood memories. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Childhood Memories.
Monster Radio, RX93.1.
Hey, before we do the news, can we just say a congratulations to LaSalle?
Yes!
LSU. To all the athletes and the people who support the athletes. You were there last Saturday to just say congratulations. They are the grand champions.
The grand champions for this year. The first time they've ever won since they joined. They've never gotten the
grand
championship, and they got it this year.
And
congratulations!
We saw the volleyball
women players, the women volleyball.
They're so tall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're rock stars in DLSU. Wow.
And
I think most athletes are.
I think so.
Like whenever it comes to like their respective schools, because it really does bring school spirit.
And grabe, we awarded the Dean's Listers na athletes.
Can you believe that?
How do you balance that? Uh-huh.
And then there are the ones who are three-term Dean's Lister, then two-term Dean's Listers.
So thank you to DLSU and to Nong Nong for inviting us. Nong. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. All right, we got the news. My name is Del. Oh no, another bad news item coming from Justin Bieber.
I know.
Canadian pop star Justin Bieber was filmed lunging and shouting abuse at a photographer on Friday during an ill-fated stay in London, which has gone from bad to worse after he collapsed on stage the day before.
Oh, wow.
The altercation caught on camera and featured on popular celebrity news websites, including TMZ, showed the 19-year-old get out of a van, try to move towards the unnamed member of the paparazzi, and threaten him using several swear words. He was reacting to the man's foul-mouthed criticism of him and his security team after the singer appeared to have made contact with the photographer as they moved towards the vehicle.
Wow.
The bouncers held Bieber back, but the incident is likely to create yet more negative headlines for one of the world's biggest pop stars.
And they really showed him, huh? They really showed him, like, I don't know if it looked like a hospital, pero baka pwede namang room lang yun. But he was really like, because he really collapsed. So it's like 1-2 punch. He collapsed and then they got it on video. The whole threatening the paparazzi thing. And he was really mad. And you'd think he's used to it by now.
Yeah.
Because he probably gets it every single day. But I guess he reached
maybe a bad day.
Or maybe this paparazzi guy just hit a nerve.
Yeah. But remember, ever really since he got to London, from the time that he was 2 hours late.
Yeah.
And the worst birthday party. The worst birthday party because he got thrown out of a club.
For having Jaden Smith go into the club with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, something happened. We reported on one more item about him.
I know, it's like
sunod-sunod. And then this one, it's not going well for Bieber.
Yeah. It's just not, the UK just isn't doing very well.
I know,
for
Bieber.
Because it has been a bad stretch. Tapos nag-below the belt pa yung paparazzi.
Right.
I guess he just snapped.
Yeah. He is young.
He is
very
young.
You gotta give him that. He's very young. He was exposed to it at a really early age. So.
Pero it's funny, no? Na Justin Bieber is now like the older guy. With Jaden Smith. Diba, parang, who would have thought? Diba, parang Justin has always been like the youngest in whatever group. Yeah.
Well, like we always say, no matter how young you are right now, you're getting
younger.
Older.
Yeah,
and somebody is younger than you.
So as much as possible, while you're young, you exploit it.
Damn.
Damn.
I should have taken advantage.
What was that? I saw this. I heard this clip, like, if you ever get a two-syllable damn, that's a good thing.
Damn.
Yeah,
damn.
Damn.
Yes,
damn.
Yes, dumb.
Yes, dumb.
Like, if you're not very smart, damn.
Yeah, yun na nga. All right, that's the news. The second one here today on the show. Next hour, we'll give you the number one movie in the United States over the weekend, right?
Yes. Yeah. Why? Yes, I said yes. I said yes. Why are you looking at me like I'm a weirdo?
A weirdo.
Because you are.
Because you use a lot of words. You weirdo. Sorry. Couldn't resist. I'm sorry. Yeah,
there you go. Jeez. There goes my happy day.
There you go.
All right, it's back to the music. Here.
No, wala yung hooray. Dun sa today.
Today.
Hey! I'll give you McMuffins today. There are free.
Kasi libre naman.
I know.
Ito.
Because Chico and I got something.
Ay, naku, dumahimik ka. Guys, don't pay attention. Don't pay them no mind, these two guys.
Hindi naman sobrang sakto.
Hoy, wag mo akong picture with your endorsement.
Look.
Ang dami. Ganda na parang bumaba.
Alright, back to the request. This one, a very hot request. Still the number one song in the Countdown Top 7 right here.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to John Cyril for suggesting this, the top 10 childhood memories. All right.
Hey, can we just give a shout out to Kid Bukid?
Yes.
Whom we met last Saturday. Know. Finally, after 16 years.
As in, seriously, it was like, it was like.
Me, I know him more of Spy Shadow. More as Spy Shadow.
Talaga? Like, ano talaga? Like, starstruck.
Oh, nakakawawa.
Because it's like, he's been like. Literally, we know him without having met
him.
Yeah. Him and his wife.
Although, speaking of, sige, let's start off with Kid Bukid. My Lola was the very first person to clean my thingy after my circumcision. Kinaumagahan, ayun nang amatis.
But I think that really goes with it.
I think so. Yeah. I think he just attached the girl looking at your thingy. But actually,
matis naman siya talaga. There's a urban legend that...
Yeah. Okay. If a girl sees your bagong tuling thingy,
yeah,
it will become like a tomato. Mamamatis. Mamamaga. That's what they always say. That's the whole term.
Did both of yours get...
Mine didn't.
I wouldn't know.
No, yours.
What?
Did yours get... Kamatis?
Kamatis?
Oh. Define kamatis.
Yung parang namaga, nagmukha siyang kamatis.
No.
That's why they say nangangamatis. No. Kasi parang, ako rin hindi. Axel says...
And I had a female nurse. So,
yeah.
That sort ako of
naman
disproves
it. Ako, my female cousin is a doctor. So, siya yung taga ano talaga. Kasi doctor siya talaga.
Were you disappointed?
So, what?
Were you disappointed? So, talaga to. Were you disappointed? What a bitch. What a bitch.
Ay, pero the doctor who injectioned me was ano?
Cute.
American.
Ay.
Sabi ko, nako, my future partner.
My future partner.
Will like you. Huh? Pero malamang, she's still a little kid now.
You know, I tried to explain that video we did.
Yeah.
To the American.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, so what's funny about that?
This is our life.
He's probably just, it's a true-to-life story.
Yeah.
He misses the point entirely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Axel says, Mike Alaro said, or he claims that he saw a shark when we watched Titanic. Hanggang ngayong malaki na kami, lagi ko pa rin pinapanood. Wala talaga akong makita.
Oo nga. Ngayon tuloy, parang naisip ko rin.
Hanggang ngayon, hinahanap pa rin niya yung pating.
And I bet you the next time you watch it,
you'll try to look for it again. Yeah. Hahahan says, yung letter M ang shape pag nagda-drawing ka ng ibon.
Yung, yes!
Yeah, yung sa sky.
Actually, parang
sa may clouds.
Yeah, yeah.
The M.
Just the
golden
letter
arches.
M. Yeah.
Jagger G says, I still remember my 7th birthday. I received 7 cakes from my parents and ninongs and ninangs.
Wow!
JLP says,
so paano kung 45 ka na?
Nako.
I realized I never had a cake until I started working.
Yeah. Yes.
Never
really?
Had a, yeah, mm-hmm. Never had a birthday cake.
What? Never had like a birthday party?
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah.
We were just given $100 on our birthdays.
Wow.
Kasi sabihin sa kanila,
whoop-dee-doo.
Tinan mo na may chula ni Gino.
What?
Oh my God, he was looking at me like I'm poor.
No, kasi, okay, the value of money then. No, I'm serious.
Wala nag-age joke na.
I'm not saying, come on. You... I'm just being honest.
No, don't be honest. Lie
what?
A
okay,
little.
Okay. Here's the thing. How much did your lunch meal cost back then?
Well, let's just say that my baon was $2.50
a day?
Every day.
$2.50
Mm-hmm.
$250
Hindi, 2 pesos.
Kasi nung high school ako, $150 na ako. Ayun.
2 pesos.
See what I mean?
Ay, nako.
See what I mean?
Hey, but remember...
Ano ba age difference niyo?
12. 11.
Yeah, 12.
It's like...
It's like what? It's like what?
Don't. He's being a bitch about this.
It's like what? Go for it. Remember when she said... Remember when she said, were you disappointed?
Joan Charm says, yung pag may pumapalakpak na paghapon, ibig sabihin, maglalaro na kayo. Yung parang yun yung signal
call.
Nyo. Yung,
yeah.
Or hindi, yung...
That's your judge.
That's your judge of friends.
Ah! Ah! Nash, judge. Parang,
parang ko yun. Ano wa?
Tapos ano?
Meron kayo baka rin para ayaw mo lumabas.
Meron kayo, ano, meron kayong tangang, ano, kalaro. Tapos ang, ano niya, code niyo, pag nagsisecret, tawagan kayo.
Laro!
Laro! Laro! Laro! Ah!
Ang tanga. Mash Plutonium says, noong sinabihan ako ng kinder teacher ko, napagalitin ako ng teacher ko kasi ayaw kong tumabi dun sa kaklase kong amoy luga.
What's luga?
Earwax.
Ay, you're right.
Oh, God, that's gross.
It's gross.
Because if you smell, it's small amounts.
Yeah, but still.
Oh, gross.
Rave. Baka naman exudge.
Yeah, I mean, actually, whatever it is, kumabaho siya. Parang it's kind of your right not to want to sit next to them.
Right.
That's, I guess that's true. Pero how do you address that? Let's just say you're in a classroom situation.
Sa bagay, no? Next time, ayokong tumabi dyan, pangit. It's also kind of weird, diba? Diba? It's an assault to my eyes.
Your big eyes.
No? Ang hirap nga talaga eh. Hindi kasi tsaka, kunwari, let's just say meron kang katabi na merong anghel.
He's squinting at us. Hindi, know, natin right? Hindi natin maalala.
Actually, hindi ko kayo makita.
Pero kita pa rin namin yung mata mo.
If I squint, I can't see you. As in,
really?
No, as in, I can see like the bottom, like the floor.
What do you see now?
Raven Ray says, during grade 3, I brought a pupa in a bottle. Tapos habang nag-e-exam kami, the butterfly started to emerge.
Oh, that's cool.
Ang cool naman nun.
Kind of gross if you think about it.
No!
Really?
It's a nice thing.
I'd pay to see that. Yeah. I've never seen
a butterfly emerge. It's like, isn't it like slimy?
No. It's a bit wet lang. Magpapatuyo lang siya. Hindi, di ba?
So pwede mong bugahan?
No, kasi the small hole of the pupa is supposed to squeeze out all the juices so that the wings will be dry enough so that they can fly right
and
away.
And you wouldn't want to see, you'd want to see
he
that?
He told me the story one time.
Yeah.
He told me the story one time that this...
When he came out as a beautiful butterfly. He started off as a caterpillar.
I wouldn't say beautiful. No. One time he told me the story about a guy who saw a butterfly coming out of a pupa.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought he would help the butterfly and cut the pupa with scissors so that the butterfly would have an easier time getting out.
Okay.
It was bad for the butterfly. Yeah. So because he couldn't fly.
Right.
She couldn't fly anymore because that small hole that they're supposed to go through.
Yeah, it's supposed to take out the liquid.
All the gunk so that they can fly right away. The butterfly died.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is don't help.
Uh-huh. When you see people struggling, leave them. Because it's good for them.
It's good for them.
Wow. Tapos, hindi ka pa maabala.
Diba? Win-win situation.
You know what?
Win-win.
Good Samaritans, we are not. Obviously.
JLP says, yung isang oras akong kinulong sa cabinet dahil sa galit ng tatay ko.
Wow.
I don't think that's
right.
That's
not a good idea.
Tapos paglabas na ng closet.
Hello! Oh, no!
Bunga.
Tapos sabihin mo, you made me gay, Dad.
Kanday. Butter Baby says, I'm actually part of the Barbie fan club. You get to call a number to quote-unquote talk to Barbie. They change the recording weekly.
Wow!
That's cute.
Hoy Ai says, yung takbo ka ng takbo kasi hinahabol ka ng moron. Ah, ng
moron.
Ng moron.
Ng moon.
Yung alam mo yung parang kasi
the
when you're
following
running,
me.
It seems like it's following you. Yeah. But it's actually not. Okay. Ako ang alam ko yung...
Ako hinahabol ako ng moron dati.
Alam mo yung...
alam mo yung pangalan.
Alam mo yung mga painting na nakatingin sa'yo. Tapos kahit saan ka pumunta, nakatingin siya
pag
sa'yo.
If it's...
It's weird.
If I'm not mistaken, like whenever you take a photo, if you look directly into the camera,
That's
it looks
it
like...
No, actually, anything. Basta it's looking at you... Kahit saan ka na pumunta, it's going to look at you.
Yeah.
Whether you go to the extreme right or to the extreme left.
Akala ko you were talking about there's a game, di ba yung Moro Moro?
I don't know that.
There's a Moro Moro. If I'm not mistaken, there's a game where, oh guys, help me out if you know it.
Parang Cops versus MILF?
Hindi, parang Moro something. Moro Moro, like you're parang agawan base, something like that.
I don't know that.
I don't know this.
Oh gosh. If you guys know the game, can you tweet us?
Bakang parang gano'n na nga. Parang Moro Islamic Liberation Front versus the Cops.
No.
Moro Moro.
No, parang Moro Moro siya. It's called Moro
Alam
Moro.
Alam ko Moro Moro parang yung, is this a farce? Di ba? There's a
saying?
A saying na parang Moro Moro lang to. Like, it's a kangaroo court. It's a farce.
I don't know. I've never heard of Moro Moro.
Sigawing tur- sorry.
Oh wait, here. Yogon says, habulan yung moro-moro. Kapag nataya ka, hindi ka gagalaw.
Yun, there you go.
Okay. Wait,
there
so pag nataya ka, hindi ka gagalaw? Eh, paano ka magpapaantaya?
Parang melting candle. Parang melting
hindi,
candle.
Hindi, parang other...
So melting candle.
Yung pag natouch ka, you can't move. Tapos you start going down. Tapos okay. Kailangan... Hindi, yung parang magka-crouch down ka slowly. Like a melting candle.
Oh, nga, and then...
Pero your other... Tapos pag malayo na yung taya... The other kids
will tinatch ka,
pwede ka na ulit tumakbo. So the goal of the it is to touch you
as
all
many
para lahat kayo ma.
So the goal of the it is to touch you all.
Yeah, to touch you all and until you all go down.
Uh-huh.
And then yun, ikaw na yung parang what happens when everyone melts?
Because it never happens.
It never happens naman.
Parang masaya yung game na yan.
Masaya yun.
Pero if you move, taya.
Ikaw
na.
Taya. At saka you can't stop. Dapat tuloy-tuloy ka. Okay.
Right. Okay.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 childhood memories comes from Romel Espiritu and Sig Coengtor.
They both say?
These are the sad ones.
Okay.
Romel Espiritu says, every time may dadaan na eroplano, nagbababay kami, sabay sabi ng babay tatay kasi nasa abroad ang tatay namin.
Aww.
And from Sig Coengtor, yung umalis mom mo sa bahay nyo kasi ayaw na niya makasama ang dad mo. Feeling mo, mag-isa ka lang sa mundo.
Because you don't know how kids take it.
Yeah.
I think grown-ups are very familiar with, you know, the little
the
reasons why
they go.
The
idea of breaking up and, diba?
But for kids, it's just, and usually what you think of is she leaving because of me?
Yeah.
Diba?
So, well, to me, the going away because they have to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to work for 4 hours a day and I'm weird right before I leave.
And
Cooper.
What's sad pa is that, you know, the kid obviously doesn't understand that.
Yeah. Doesn't understand.
So they won't understand na parang this is something that
this
he has to
you.
Do.
This is for
what,
you.
What he'll think is that, hey, you just wanted to leave.
That's the Vilma Santos, Claudine Barreto movie.
And so the top 10 childhood memories, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Childhood Memories.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning
it's
Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Thank
up.
You to John Sorrell for the top 10
it's
childhood memories.
Merit all feeling we will get to hear Cups and Sweet Caroline really soon.
Bizarre Love Triangle.
Pero pang Wednesday lang yun eh.
Ito na, let's start off with Milka Kutcher. Yung wini-wish mo kay Santa, sana may crush din sa'yo yung classmate mo. Not anything material.
Yeah. That's true. Aw, but you never get it anyway.
Mash Plutonium says, nung nabasa ko yung isang garapon ng asukal, nilagyan ko ng makapal na sapin yung puwet ko kasi alam kong mapapalo ako. So you prepare, instead of fixing it,
prepare
mo na
lang. Prepare for the worst.
Lesh,
did you get spanked? Ikaw?
Once.
I mean, I can't even count.
Because I lost my watch. Kasi nag-finger paint kami. Siyempre, prissy kid that I was. I took off my watch and
the things that you do, we finger painted.
In school!
I'm just glad painted was there.
I had to.
Oh,
ay!
Ay, why? Why?
Wala lang.
Why? Biktin mo to. Tatawid tapos masasagasaan.
Si Del yung... Kasi naman tumawid na ako.
Alam mo yung Del yung... Si Del yung tawid niya. Yung halfway, bilas ang tatayo sa gitna.
Oh, tapos nasaanan niyo ako.
Hit me! Hit me! That's what I'm saying.
Diba?
Ay, nako, Del.
So you lost your watch and on top of you losing the watch, you get spanked?
Yeah.
Buti nga.
kasi I put it on top of my...
I would have spanked you for so many other things. Ay.
Oh. Whoops, where's my watch, Gina?
Look at that. My watch is missing.
My watch is missing.
I've been a naughty, naughty boy.
The one you gave me for our anniversary.
May anif na pala.
Hindi mo alam, ha? May anif na tayo.
Ay.
Le Chef Lance says... Oh, as in...
Alam niyo ba ang
kasi
anniversary
Lance ang
you know?
Name niya, ha?
Your anniversary is July.
Sometime... Really?
Yes. I decided it was July.
Oh, okay. So whatever you decide just happens.
Yes, of
okay.
course.
Mm. Good for you.
July ang anniversary namin.
Okay. July anniversary nyo.
No, wala siya.
Oh, when I went and
where,
to
where
go.
Did you go? Where did you go?
I just went on vacation.
To where? To where?
You jerk.
Kasi di ba? Akala ko USA. Pwede rin you.
You.
What? In you. State.
Ay, nako.
Le Chef Lance. Lance kasi pangalan niya. Chef siya. So, Le Chef Lance.
Okay.
Yung sisipsipin mo yung tinta ng panda ball pen hanggang umitim yung dila mo.
Yuck! Ooh,
they do this.
Why?
I know poisonous. Classic,
I know. They would actually suck on the ball pen para yung tinta na sa...
In practice.
I don't know why. I don't know.
Gino!
What?
Really? No, this is worse than mine!
They were practicing for the days that they would actually use a straw.
What? They're already using straw before they could even write.
When?
When you're young. As early
Malay
as...
Malay mo, hindi pa siya nakakainom ng juice na nakastro.
Not true.
Ay, pwede naman yun. Nakatawid.
Pero nakatawid pa rin.
Alam mo yung parang gumulong. Hindi siya tawid. Tinamad. Super Alex says, yung pag umiiyak ka, kailangan may pinupunit kang papel.
Huh?
Yung pag may umaway
sa'yo. Yung pag nagwawala ka.
Yung pag... Dapat may pinupunit kang papel.
Oh, it's like how you know in movies, like parang pag yung housewife nagwawala, kailangan magbabasag ka ng
yun,
pinggan.
Parang
tapos
ganun. Yun ang version ng
version
exactly.
Kids.
Targrod says, yung pinapatay namin yung power supply ng bahay ng kapitbahay. Kasi nasa labas yung switch nila.
Sama ng ground sila.
Mga terorista.
I would get so pissed off.
Chris Guile says, akala ko pwedeng igarapon ang clouds. Madmat Mark says, may laro kami, Rape Rapan. Basically, habulan siya. Pero yung taya, may isusuot na fake bigote.
Kasi yung villain.
Yung villain.
Lagi may bigote.
Di ba? As a kid, laging nakabigote.
Kasi may Rape Rapan din kami. We used to play that.
I know. I was so shocked when I heard about this game. Rape Rapan.
It's disturbing.
I know, right? What a bad influence.
No, it's just... I mean, I think because we see it on TV.
No, no, but that's the thing. I mean, it's not supposed to be... You know what I mean?
Ito si Coco Hernandez. Falling in love with pets and seeing them die. It's a taste of reality of loving then letting go.
But that they say that's exactly why you should get your
kids
pets.
Para hindi sila na, so that when you die,
it prepares
them. Feel so. Para
so they're so they're used to it and they get jaded.
Parang death becomes.
You know what? I had this.
Becomes a friend.
Hello, death.
Well, hello.
How
there.
You doing?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello, Grim Reaper.
Kasi you're not so
it's been
afraid
a while.
No, but when the other day, I had these morbid thoughts. I don't know why I have them. I have them so bad that I think about, what if I just died all of a sudden? Mm. And how would Cooper cope with life without me? I mean, I'm
He'll
sure
be
he
Cooper.
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 Hey, Cooper.
How are you coping, Cooper?
Well, it was so weird. I started to tear up. It's so weird.
It's normal. Everybody thinks about, like, what if they die? I mean...
No, like, I was really feeling like...
But here's the difference. When you think about, like, dying and finally ending
I'm
it all...
I'm sad.
You're sad. With Chico, he has a smile on his face.
No, he thinks it's the release.
Yay!
Finally.
It's when I become a butterfly. Elite Girl says, yung tatakbo ako kay dad pag pinagalitan ako ni mom.
Ay, nakubawa sa amin yan.
Sa amin din.
Bababa Bambin says, I was given 50 pesos to go out and buy whatever I wanted. I was so happy. Pero pag uwi ko, umiiyak na si mama. Tapos sabog-sabog na yung gamit sa bahay.
Maybe they just wanted him to go
they
while
going
they
to
were
have
fighting.
Naku.
Aww, that's so sad.
Elliot Girl says,
but it just gives me an idea. Hoy, psst, liga.
Ito, super duper, I feel for this. Elliot Girl says, yung excited kang hanapin yung nag-iisang pork sa pork and beans.
Tas I feeling, know!
Ako, I used to do this.
Yeah,
tas feeling mo prize pag nahanap mo siya.
I never ate pork and beans.
Like, there's really just always one piece. Tsaka hindi pa siya pork talaga, parang taba lang siya.
Yeah, my brothers, actually, they love pork and beans.
Yeah, ako.
I was never into pork and beans.
Ako, I was.
But then we knew that piece of, that one
actually,
little piece
pork
of pork.
Fat.
Yeah.
It's not even pork.
You
pork.
Want to have it on your plate.
Yeah.
I really don't like pork and beans.
I love pork and beans.
I don't like beans.
It was
beans.
It was my favorite, one of my favorite snacks.
But you know, beans are one of the best sources of protein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just know it makes you fart.
Oh, yes, it does. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 childhood memories comes from Feb Quince.
He says,
who was in one of our
signings.
Yeah. We buried a bird after
bin.
Yes. What?
Binaon sa lupa.
Kaya nga.
Binaon sa lupa.
We buried the bird. After 2 weeks, we dug it up. Tapos, so it's like, look, it's still here. Tapos, when we raised the bird up, the head fell off. And like worms came out of the head and we all started screaming.
Oh!
Yeah, they ate the, ano, they ate
akala
the
mo
brain.
Buo pa. Yun pala, it's already all of, it's full all of maggots worms. Inside. So akala ni, first pala, they screamed kasi it raised its head.
Mm.
So they were like, ah, it's still alive. And then it fell off and it turns out it was just the worms inside moving it.
That's gross.
Isn't that the grossest thing?
Weird that the bird got to raise its head.
But, but nasa mood ka ngayon?
Oo nga.
What?
Parang,
I'm in the
parang,
mood.
Parang instant. Parang instant.
Yeah.
Hindi, yung parang instantly nasa mood ka. Diba?
I'm
ka
in
ganyan?
The mood.
Ay, nako. So, the top 10 childhood memories. Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag
All right,
childhood.
We don't really have time for the news, but here
this
it
is
anyway.
RX 93.1.
Wow. Really? We have
Look,
news?
I'm going insane.
Yeah.
Trying to fit our show in this 4 hours.
Is this the 9 o'clock news?
We don't know.
Pero tinan mo ha.
What?
Reklamo tayo ng reklamo, pero dal-dal.
I know. Oz, the Great and the Powerful clicked with moviegoers. Disney's 3D prequel to the classic L. Frank Baum.
Yeah.
Okay. Tale, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz, debuted in first place, earning, take this, $80.3 million over the weekend. Oz tells the origin of James Franco as the wizard with Mila Kunis, Michelle Williams, and Rachel Weisz as the trio of witches he encounters after crashing in the mystical realm of Oz. In its second week, Jack stomped out second place behind Oz with $10 million, dropping 62% since its opening weekend. This is not good at all for... Swapalushlash? It earned $4.9 million outside of the U.S. Jack, based on Jack and the Beanstalk Fable, was directed by Bryan Singer and stars Nicholas Hoult and Ewan McGregor. The only other new release this weekend, the film district revenge drama Dead Man Down, starring Colin Farrell and Noomi Rapace, opened in fourth place with $5.3 million.
All right.
That's the news, the third one today here on the show. We got one more, if we have time.
Yes.
Next hour, right here on The Morning Rush, exclusively heard on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
That's news at 44. La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monst Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. The top 10, courtesy of John Cyril, the top 10 childhood memories. The Pabili guy says, yung magsisneak kami sa Singkamas Field ni Mang Doming. Tapos makikita namin nandiyan na siya with the jungle bolo. Kasi naghukay sila ng Singkamas. Hindi pang scare lang naman yun. They're not, he's not gonna chop them up.
Binato lang na naman. Binato niya lang naman ang jungle bolo. Tsaka hindi naman sharp ang jungle bolo.
Wow.
Huh?
No, it's not as sharp as like, let's just say like a...
Like a fillet knife. Ano? Super sharp.
Yeah.
Even yung pang chop ng buko?
Yeah.
That's really sharp, right?
Yeah.
Kasi the bolo yun.
Ah, bolo rin ba
no,
yun?
A jungle bolo is the bilog one. Yung parang medyo rounded.
Ah, okay, okay. Pero yung bolo...
That's a cleaver eh. Yung parang squarish.
Pero yung bolo... That's what they use to chop a knife. As opposed to an... Kasi we don't have an axe. So what we have is a
Why would you use naman an axe to chop off a coconut?
Hindi. Kasi if you're, let's say, in ano, Sweden.
Where?
Sweden.
Mahirap humanap ng coconut sa Sweden.
Sweden.
I'm just telling you now. Hey, did you know that coconut meat is high in calcium?
Yes. Oh, it's okay. Like milk.
Yeah.
It's very like much milk. Like milk. Diba people nga daw...
lactose intolerant.
If, ano, if you lack... there's no milk inside and you need to feed your baby, the next best to milk or breast milk is coconut juice.
Wow.
It's very close to the
nutrients. But sarap din eh, no? Just drinking coconut juice.
Yeah. Ako, I really like it.
P.S. This is not an endorsement of any sort.
No, do you know what I do when really I eat good. Chips? Hmm. I make sure I drink coconut juice.
Really? Where do you?
Tell me later where you get your coconut juice.
Maldita actually, near divine. Our house. Yeah. Near where we live. You pass through it. I'll
is
tell
like
you
a real
where.
Buko?
Yeah. Fresh buko.
As in, it comes in the coconut pan?
No, they'll, it comes in the shell. Pero no, but they'll open it for you.
And then they'll put take it in a tetra pack.
No, so sometimes you bring your pitcher.
No, because I see a lot of that nanaw, eh, like the real coconut juice in just packs.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that.
It's so hard to store a buko at home.
Why? Just put it in the ref.
Ang laki yan ng buko.
Ah, yung mismong buko. Hindi nga
no,
pa.
No,
the shell.
Okay.
Maldita yung Divine says, yung magpapalipad kayo ng salanggola na nakapalda, tapos yung patipalda hinahangin. Kaya ayun, madalas, nabibitawan namin yung kite. Kasi you have to
hike up your, hike
do you
down your skirt.
Do you remember that black dress I was wearing?
I had this problem back then.
The black dress I was wearing last week. Mm-hmm. So I was at BGC. And it was a windy day.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I had to like really
hold it down.
Pero, I know.
Ay, yung mga ganun. Ay, tas diba? Marilyn.
Kasi,
Marilyn diba, Monroe
daming,
effect.
And daming construction workers kasi there's so many buildings being built up in BGC. Grabe talaga as in. And you know when it's already a short skirt. But what you have to do is hold it in one hand like you bunch up the fabrics.
Yeah.
So now it becomes shorter.
That's true. Papas, naglalandi ka lang ng construction workers eh. Kunyari ka pa eh.
Oy, jealous.
Diba?
Jealous si Chico kasi gusto niya siya yung nalalandi.
So, akin na yung mga yun eh. Balwarte ko yun eh.
Market. Hindi ka alam mo, to be honest, mas maganda pa legs niya sa
actually, he has skinnier legs.
I know.
Mad Matt Mark says, niregalo sa'yo yung little twin stars tapos ang unang sambulat mo, Susie and Jen!
Wait, what are little twin stars?
Ay, nako.
Ano?
Kika'y
Sanrio.
Fail ka.
Sanrio.
Kika'y fail. I can't believe.
Baka naman age gap thing lang to, ha?
No!
It's Kiki and Lala.
Huh?
Yeah.
Kiki and Lala.
Yes.
Yeah, those are their names.
Yeah, those really are their
Kiki
names.
Is the guy.
Ang Lala?
No. Kiki is the guy. Lala is the girl. Si
That's weird.
Si Kiki has, ano, like a blue star attached to his back. Tapos Lala
pag
has a yellow
si Kiki,
star.
Pag nandito na si Kiki, sabi ni...
Ana.
Wala, yok tumawid.
Ito na naman. Tatawid na tatayo sa gitna ng kalsada.
Never, I remember my sister had the yung mga ipit. The for tying your hair in a pony. And I remember my sister would save up money just to get all the Sanrio clips.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was such a like a treasure for kids.
Actually, if I were Sanrio, hindi Lala ang ipapartner ko kay Kiki.
Uh-oh.
Si Lulu. Diba? Kasi Lulu is a nice name for a girl, diba? Kasi Lala, parang Lulu, Kiki and Lulu. Lulu loves Kiki. Alright, and also, Elliot Girl was saying, kami nun, kailangan, pag magsisimba, yung socks namin may lace. It can't be socks
Sunday
lang.
Best.
It has to be socks
sana
with
naman
lace.
For girls lang to, no?
For girls
lang. Medyo weird naman ko yung guys. For girls meron ding lace.
Super Wobby says, yung mga sipit ng sampayan, ang laruan ko, binubuo ko, ginagawa kong robot. Pareho tayo.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
The wooden ones.
Yeah. No, I had the plastic ones.
Kami.
Tapos medyo, may iba yung mas, it's fatter than your usual clip.
Tapos kakabit-kabit mo talaga
siya
pwede.
And those hurt,
yeah,
they
like
do.
I tried putting it on my nose kasi like you know how in movies like they always put like a
ang sakit, 'di ba nga doon sa mga ano pwede mong i-clamp
sa
bababa bambin
sa. Wait, I tried it even just on my earlobes.
Sakit,
yeah.
Diba?
Sakit siya.
And
masakit.
Your earlobes are supposed to be desensitized.
Exactly.
Mas ginawa tinry ko siya parang hair clip.
Okay. Why am I not surprised?
Kasi 'di ba may ipin din siya?
Meron,
like it,
meron.
Parang, meron ding walang ipin eh. But it still hurts.
It's still painful.
Still hurts.
Tsaka even, lalo na yung ano, have you tried yung sa paperclip, yung parang black na bakal?
Ah, yeah!
Ang
sakit nun. Hindi, OA yun. That's really painful.
Wild. Ang sakit nun.
That's
hindi
too
kasi
much.
Kasi for paper, it needs to be, ano, tight.
Tight, yeah.
So, obviously, mas masakit. Kasi
tsaka mas mataas yung, ano, yung pounds per inch na pressure nun.
Oo.
Bababa Bambin says, ang hobby dati ng mga classmates ko, yung nagpapalakihan ng bird. Ako, hindi ako sumasali. Ang hobby ko, bird watching. Gandave says,
but do little boys really do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they really do that.
Huh?
Hindi, parang curiosity, I guess.
What?
Yeah, they show each other.
Baka naman sila sa
oh, nga eh. Parang baka naman.
Baka naman sa batch mo lang.
Tsaka baka naman naloko ka lang.
No, when you're really small, yung pagbata ka pa, not like grade school, yung talaga like,
how come we never went through this?
So sa Victoria, yon.
Anong reaction mo?
Alam mo, feeling ko, ano, ikaw lang yun.
Hindi ko nga eh.
Feeling ko nagoyo ka.
They do that all the time.
Kasi parang I never got the...
Did you enjoy it?
Did you want to relive
it? Sa pakiwari ko.
Is it another childhood memory that you want to revisit?
No, it's, ano talaga, di ba parang yung... Ewan ko. Gandave says, we were playing kickball and my crush accidentally kicked the ball to my face. So he ran and hugged me. I never forgot that. Shivana says,
cute.
Kumukupit ako ng paisa-isang subo ng Cerelac nung baby cousins ko. Actually, a lot of grown-ups eat Cerelac. Yeah.
Ako, I loved ano, yung milk powder.
Yes.
Yeah, sarap din.
Oh, it's just so good.
Genie Rip says,
pati yung ano, creamer. The coffee creamer. Sarap yun.
Talaga?
Yeah,
never ate creamer.
Pero mas masarap yung milk.
My best friend
Birch
would...
Tree.
I don't want to put cream in my mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Try mo.
Yung powder.
Parang ayoko. Parang ayoko.
Yung powder, hindi yung ano na liquid.
Yung, ano.
Yung full cream.
Genie Rip says, nung bata ako, pangarap ko, pag tinatanong ako, ano gusto mo gawin, I mean, job mo, paglaki mo, nasabihin ko, taga-kumpas ng lupang hinirang.
What's kumpas?
Yung
taga ano, yeah.
Diba? Maui says, I got jealous with my older kuya because he was partnered with my childhood crush during the Santa Cruzan. I am Mitchie says, I always play sipa with my boyfriends and kids thought I was tomboy. Pues, hindi sila nagkamali.
That's who she is.
Samantha Ulita says, when you fall asleep on the couch and wake up on your bed, then you realize you're home alone.
Mm. Oh.
How did that happen?
You know, I used to sleepwalk when I was young. And I remember I would wake up on the sofa and get angry. And I would shout like, who moved me? And they were like, oh, you walked down the stairs. And then you went back to sleep on the sofa.
Eh, baliw ka pala.
Crazy!
No, I...
Is that a somnambulist?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. The som part is the sleep. Ambulant is
to walk around.
Walking around.
Mm.
Rani the Pooh says, tututukan namin ng magnifying glass ang isang pack ng Watusi hanggang pumutok lahat.
Ang tagal nun, ha? We tried to kill an Antoine with a magnifying glass. We gave up. Because it took so long. It was like 20 minutes.
Baka
we
you
like,
did
really?
It wrong.
Huh?
Dapat kasi the smaller,
yeah, the smaller
the smaller the light, the more potent it
baka
is.
Baka nakabelo sunblock.
Ah, hindi siya talaga tatakla.
No comment.
I know naman that it's, you're supposed to concentrate the beam of that, but it really took so long. Yeah.
Gandave says, our helper used to hit me and strangle me when I took too long to eat.
What?
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
That's horrible, right?
That's horrible.
Jeremiah says,
I hope you told your parents. You know.
Hopefully.
Oh, you know what? Cooper's Yaya was telling me that, so they were playing ball somewhere in, like in Forbes. Mm. And
baller
then,
talaga si Cooper.
Baller talaga. She saw a little kid, 4 years old, hit the Yaya. Like, really hit her.
Mm.
And then pull her hair.
Wow.
Like, really beat up the Yaya that a way that a four-year-old can.
Yeah.
And you know what? She can't do anything about it.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, that's bad.
She says that even when the parents see, they don't stop the kid.
Oh, that's bad.
I'd quit. Oh, no, I'd quit too.
Yeah, and that's it. No, and not just that. I mean, fine, maybe she can take it, but this kid will not grow up right.
Yeah. Tsaka, for now, it's okay because he's 4.
Yeah.
Can you imagine when he's 6, 7, 8?
He'll grow
8?
Up to be Gino.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. Sasapaking kita dyan.
Kita mo? Kita mo? Jeremiah says, yung raindrops, di ba pag nag...
Kita mo, mami, sinasabulutan ko na rin.
Pag nag-hit sa pavement, nagiging bubbles. When I was young, ini-imagine ko na nasa loob ako ng bubbles.
What?
It's a weird thing that he used to do. I am Cha says, I would always have heart-to-heart talks with my lolo, asking him na pag namatay siya, wag niya ako mumultuhin.
I wonder what the lolo felt.
Diba, it's kind of weird because you're talking about something that's impending, but
yeah.
It's kind of, yeah.
But siguro parang it's like, cute.
Madmat Mark
or
says,
siguro he thinks, you know, I don't know, if I were talking to a grandchild of mine who wants me never to visit him when I die,
yeah.
I'd also think about how his mind is so curious that he can make a deal
pero
now.
But it's more of takot lang kasi yan.
Yeah.
Hindi naman sa not I don't want you to visit me. It's
no,
just,
no, exactly.
I'm scared to see you.
Ako kasi,
pero
I would probably
I think it's
say,
an intelligent mind.
Sige, tignan natin. Basta wag ka lang titingin sa ilalim ng kama mo.
Or takotin mo.
Ako mumultuhin ko talaga siya.
Or sabihin mo, sige, hindi kita bibisitahin pero sumunod ko sa parents mo.
Pwede.
Huwag mo sundan yung parents mo. Talaga pinahirapan.
Oh, second to the last, Madmat Mark, sobrang gasgas na magic slate dahil sa sobrang dami ng drawing mo. Di ba after a while, hindi na siya.
Yeah,
madumi
na siya. Completely erased, yeah.
And the top, childhood memory comes from AIDS.
AIDS says,
inaasar ako lagi ng mga... Kasi inaasar ako ng mga friends ko na matakaw ako. Ayun, sa sobrang galit ko, kinain ko silang lahat.
Good job!
Good job!
Good job!
Yay! Kasi ang daming missing kids. Kinain nung isa. Alright, the top 10 childhood memories. Key in RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Childhood Memories.
Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
Forget The Morning Rush. Part 4!
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Alam mo, dapat talaga mabilis.
Pwede walang pakialaman ng endorsements. Okay?
Meron nagtatanong eh, why is, ano, Del strangely silent?
Oo nga, for a change, di ba? She's very quiet.
For a change,
yeah.
I'm a very quiet person.
Oh, shush!
Oh, I am!
Oh, di kami rin quiet. Kung quiet ka.
Tsaka para mo sinabing wholesome si Chico at hindi siya malandi.
At sinabi kong humble ka.
At hindi okay. Mahangin.
Parang one and the same lang yun na. Grabe.
Diba?
Oh, yeah.
Ayaw nga. Okay, so here we go. The top 10. Courtesy of John Cyril. Thank you. The top 10 childhood memories. Let's start off with I am Mitchie. Breakfast namin, kaning lamig, tapos lalagyan namin ng Milo, tapos lalagyan namin ng gatas, tapos lalagyan namin ng hot water. Ayun. Instant champura.
All right.
Ang sarap na. Actually, masarap din siya sa steamed rice.
Yeah. Yung I prefer bagong, that. I don't like bahaw.
Bahaw.
Ako para masarap siguro sa I mean, chicken rice, yung sa Singaporean restaurants.
Yeah,
parang
yeah.
Medyo basa-basa na.
Right,
masarap
right.
Siguro. Parang yung champurado.
Alam mo, what I would always do pag yung kaning lamig, ang gusto ko lang sa kaning lamig, kung ano rin, like, day-old adobo or something. Yung mga ganon.
Mm.
Tapos I would eat it. Tapos I would pretend na I haven't eaten for like 1 week.
He would pretend to be poor.
Uh-huh.
Parang ganon.
Uh-huh.
Medyo parang ganon. Tapos,
sabi ng aba eh.
It's fun. Kasi parang
yun. Said never, our princess.
Diba? Kasi he never experienced
no,
being
I have.
Hungry.
Sometimes I
don't. Kala mo naman ikaw naka-experience ka
oy,
na being hungry.
Oh no.
Hungry?
Hungry? Does it look
shut up. Don't look at me like that. Mga bastos. Hindi dahil mataba ka, ibig sabihin, Tolino risk ka.
Ang sama naman ang ugali.
Sama naman ang ugali nyo.
Pareho kami
nangisip. Ah! Gusto kayo murahin.
Go.
Yes, para mawala ka na lisensya.
Shai Colasa says, yung lahat ng stuffed toy yung lahat ng stuffed toy mo, tinatabi mo sa pagtulog para wag walang magseselos. Oh my gosh, I used to do this. Pero pillows lang.
You had stuffed toys?
Hindi ako mas stuffed toy. Pillows. As in super ma-pillow person.
Ako, I used to cover...
I gave names to them.
I actually had names for my pillows. Actually, no, they're all girls.
Ay, patay.
Ikaw, Chico.
Ay,
mga pangalan nila.
Ayun, sige. I'll give the names of my pillows.
Meron okay, siya eh. Bruce.
Hindi, Bruce.
Ano?
Hindi, sige, sabihin mo yung...
Nicole.
Linus.
Alam na.
Amanda.
Jason.
Alam na.
Si Linus at si Jason. Meron pa. Ilan ba yung pillows mo? Ako kasi marami.
Dalawa lang. Ako, well, the other one I called
ako it. Si Linus at si Jason, yung dalawang maliit.
Mm.
Yung malaki, yung the head pillow, si Doggy. Kasi wala akong dog, so I wanted a dog.
Mm.
Wala rin akong Jason, so I wanted a Jason.
Oh my God!
And then, the only non-pillow, well, I say non-pillow kasi it's shaped like a bone. Mm. A red bone.
Well.
It's a
foreshadowing. Even then.
A foreshadowing
and then,
of
it was a giant red bone. Tapos, it says there, love me. So, pangalan niya, love me. Kasi, it says there na love me.
Because I remember putting
dapat
my...
love to.
Huh?
Huh?
It's love a giant red bone.
Ay, nako, Gino Boy. Ewan ko sa'yo. Bahala sa bone.
I don't get it.
Later.
No, I remember putting my pillow when I sleep on my neck.
Yes, para walang vampires.
Para walang vampires. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, para tayo.
Ayun, I used to do that.
Oh, meant to be.
Yes.
Ba't nga ba di ka nililigawan? Kasi yung mga pillow siya pangalan. Jason.
Inatos ganito. Parang, yee-hee. Sayang, no? Sana naging tomboy ka.
Kung naging tomboy ka lang sana.
Pwede sana.
No.
Okay, Kapitan Tutin says, Yung
Hootin' tootin'. Parang ganun. Hootin' tootin' good time.
Yung lagi kami sa department store para laruin yung mga skateboard na expensive. Na, yung mga skateboard na expensive to buy but free to play.
Oh.
Like, you can try it out. Parang it's free to try out. But you can't, you know, they can't
Isn't
afford
Lego
to buy.
Is it Lego like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Lilo Boy says, yung nagtatago pa kami sa likod ng CR ng mga classmate ko para magbasa ng Serex.
Ano yung Serex?
Well, those sexy part of a, sa tabloids.
Tempo ba, Abante?
No,
one
no.
of them.
Either People's Tonight.
One
People's
of them.
Tonight yata.
Basta a tabloid. There's always a section there, parang an article.
It's a sex column.
Isn't it a movie?
It's a column. No.
They took it from,
puro,
from the...
Puro sexy, column, puro sexy stories. Yung, well, kuno, it was sent in by a letter sender, but obviously it's not. Tapos yung it always uses these mga... yung sandata ko, yung mga puro ganun. Like, they would
mga
use
metaphors
acceptable na, no? words, pero obviously.
Yeah, like,
diba?
May...
Yung perlas.
May wiener schnitzel.
Somehow, they won't use wiener schnitzel.
Not in a tabloid.
Okay. P-Brain says...
Social naman masyado nito.
Diba?
O, de, sige, yung ano, yung aking...
Yun nga, yung mga...
Nightstick. Mga ganyan. Sabihin, I can't bring myself to say it on air.
Hindi usually mga...
My babe.
Ang sandata ko at ang kanyang...
Kuweba.
Ano ba?
Pwede naman ang sandata ko at ang kanyang sheev.
Sheev.
I don't know the Tagalog term for it eh.
Sheev.
Sheev.
Yung ano, bo.
Di ba yun yung pupo?
Oo, di ba?
Nakapikon. Hindi kayo maayos na kausap.
P-Brain says, yung maglagay ng Pritos ring sa mga daliri at kakainin mo isa-isa.
Right.
I did that.
No, wala na yun, no?
Wala na ba? What's the one?
I don't see Pritos ring anymore.
Roller coaster?
Cheese ring.
Roller coaster.
Cheese ring, meron pa.
Ako si Poklong says, fist fights. Ooh, I love getting physical and getting on the ground with my playmates.
parang weird yan.
Parang mali, no?
Tsaka parang weird yung pagka-deliver mo kasi. Ooh, I love getting...
Jason...
Kasi parang nag-MMA sila, di ba?
Kids, I don't think... I don't think so.
Oh, nag-wrestle. We used to do that.
Ilang time ni Chico?
Well, ilang time ni Chico, wala pang MMA.
Wala pang MMA.
Jason X says, yung wrapper ng chocolate na nilalagay mo sa ipin mo para silver or gold.
Yes!
That I remember.
And yung bumalik ka ng Bazooka Joe, babasahin mo yung comic strip, tatawa ka ng malakas kasi nagpe-pretend ka na naintindihan mo yung joke.
English. I guess if you don't
if you didn't understand it, then you know. But you pretend.
The humor is just so American.
It's too American, diba?
I liked it. You would have liked it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
DJ. That's where Del got her some of her skills.
She got her own bazooka chop. I know, right? DJ Gaba says, I turned down a girl who said that she liked me. She cried. Sabi ko hindi pa ako ready for a relationship. Kinder pa lang kami.
Alalim na nausapan.
Alalim na
usapan.
I'm not ready for a relationship. Pero kinder pa. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 childhood memories comes from Kai.
Kai says,
I once seriously asked my mom, Mama, ano ang feeling ng mamatay? Sabi ng mama ko, hindi ko alam kasi hindi pa ako namamatay.
That's true.
Actually, that's true.
Diba? How can your mom answer that question? And so there you go. The top 10 childhood memories. We're about to end. One more. Okay, KNRX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag childhood memories.
All right, and a quick hello and happy birthday to Aris Triliana of Starcom Media. Thank you for tuning in. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy
Good
birthday.
Morning. What's up to Dre Calixto? Also tune in.
Hello.
Summer's hottest. Say goodbye to drama. Say hello to sunshine.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. We've got our top 10 for today. The top 10 childhood memories. Thank you to John Cyril for suggesting this. Grasha says, yung bubutasin mo yung plastic balloon para hipan at palakihin pa.
Yeah.
Diba
yun? Didn't we try to do this?
I think we did.
I think we did.
Diba we had, we brought over like the plastic balloon.
Oh my God.
Kasi ba, you form the balloon first, regular size.
Tapos she wanted to blow on my balloon.
I did not.
While I was blowing
kasi,
on it.
Kasi si, diba, inaano mo yun, pinapasok mo na sa bibig mo yun before you blow it.
Oh, you have to roll it on your lips.
I never did that.
Oh, you're supposed to.
They said it's not healthy.
Yeah.
But apparently, but diba, everyone did.
I know.
Tsaka diba, we all secretly loved how it tasted.
I didn't.
Kunyari lang ginagano, no? But actually, gustong-gusto mo, diba?
I get weirded out with
it. It had that chemical taste, but we all loved it. And then that's when you blow it. Kasi nga parang you sort of like sealed all the holes.
No, tsaka you want to make sure to, ano, you want to make sure that you shape the plastic before you blow it.
Para hindi siya like bako-bako.
So you lick it first.
Yeah, actually, you have to. You lick roll it and then roll it around your lips.
You roll it around your mouth. You shape it.
Not
para,
your whole mouth, just the lips. You purse your lips.
So,
ay, ako sinusubo ko talaga.
Yuck.
Yeah, with my tongue.
How very telling.
No.
Yeah, I used my tongue to shape it into a bulb shape.
Was this a foreshadowing?
No. Things to come.
Will you stop that foreshadowing
thing? To come.
Why? What's so funny about that?
Hindi, wala. Ang funny kasi.
Kasi parang future eh. Parang, it's all about the future.
And also, let's see here. Coming from Jeremiah, yung binigyan ako ng charitable institution ng teddy bear kasi walang-wala ang parents ko nun. I'm sure you will remember that.
Yeah.
Kasi parang yung, just when you felt that
you
nobody
were alone,
cared.
Nobody cared.
You had nothing. Suddenly, somebody will give you something so nice.
Yeah.
Like a teddy bear. Alam mo, those random acts of kindness talaga, I swear.
Those are what you remember.
You will never forget them. Also, I am Mrs. Bond says, yung lagi na lang may nagpapatayan sa harap ng bahay namin. Tapos nanonood kami. And to the point
gosh.
Na you almost...
You're inured to the...
Yeah.
No,
like you're not really scared of it.
Scared
you're not
of it
really...
Anymore.
Oh,
yikes.
Wow. And also, Uno Loco Poco says, nahulog ako habang kumukuha ng bayabas, tapos yung nalaglag na fruits, kinuha lahat ng pinsan ko. Eh siya yung umakyat, siya yung nahulog.
Siya yung nalaglag, tapos kinuha pa ng pinsan.
Di ba, syempre, when you fall, mababitawan mo lahat yan.
Yeah.
Kukunin nila yun.
You can just imagine na paglaglag niya, ay, yung bayabas.
Hindi yung pinsan niya.
Hindi yung pinsan yung... Mad Matt Mark says, umaasa pa ako noon nung bata ako sa Chico and Del na love team at kinikilig ako nung may TV show sila. Eh yun nga eh. Naiba nga yung landas eh.
Iba na yun.
Nag-iba yung landas eh.
Hashtag, nagoyo na kayo.
Na isang kayo.
Oh yeah, we never said we were together, in fairness to
us. No,
and we'd always say, like on TV, kunyari guestings. Remember sila Chris nun?
Mm-mm.
Sila
si
Joey.
Dina Bonavie.
Dina, they would ask us, are you really together? We're like, no. As in, we didn't even use like cryptic words. We said, no, it's not, it was never us. In fairness.
That's why we're Chico, never.
Never. Pero pag ngayon, tayo tatlo yung nag-guesting, tapos tinanong kami, kayo ba talaga ni Gino? We're just friends.
Okay,
naging showbiz.
Okay, parang Pinoy hand nyo lang.
Naging kayo ba talaga?
Hindi, pwede.
We're just good friends.
No, we're in a really good place right now.
All right, we're dating exclusively. We're not together.
Together.
And Jim Kirk says, taon-taon may namamatay sa family. 1994 si Papa, 1995 si Tito A, 1996 si Lolo. Elliot Girl says, yung hinahabol ka ng yaya mo ng payong para hindi ka maarawan, ako naman takbo ng takbo kasi akala ko naghahabulan kami.
Sandali, we have a text from Rima. Rima Chanko.
Yeah.
She says, isa ako sa nagoyo mo. Rima, I'm sorry.
Rima!
But, hello there. They're so hurt, no? A lot of people really... No, but hello, till now nga, people still... want that to happen.
Mga people can be so clueless.
Diba recently,
despite all the clues and...
The last Cooper picture I posted.
The clues to what, Gino?
The clues na ano talaga.
Clues what?
Clues to blues, what?
Na hindi talaga kayo kasi hindi mo talaga type si Chico.
Kasi hindi ako Amerikano.
Oo.
Yun lang yun.
Ikaw.
Hindi, tsaka the last Cooper picture I posted, somebody still commented na, ay, ang cute ng baby niyo ni Del.
niyo yun, paano naging gano'ng kaputi
yun? I know, diba? Parehong indio.
Oh, second to the last, Jason X says, yung makita mo yung mga classmate mo using red crepe paper sa lips niya para pumula.
Right.
And the top, childhood memory comes from Mrs. Bond. May isang member ng barkada na tinatali nyo lagi sa rehas ng koridor buong recess.
Oh, oh.
Parang kayo lang ata gumagawa.
Oh,
lang.
That's not a common
It's
experience.
It's not a common experience. Why would you tie somebody dun sa bars during recess? That's cruel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Baras, do you have one quickly?
The
one indelible memory.
Well, I used to play baseball with my brothers in when we were still in Iloilo, and we had this ginormous santol tree.
Is this a foreshadowing?
Is it a foreshadowing?
Things to quote unquote
come.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah, wala lang. It was so much fun. And then whenever my parents would leave the house, since there are three boys, we would have different designations. Like we would be the security guards of the house. We would play guard the house.
Guard.
So my eldest brother CP had like this parang airsoft gun of sorts, and he had the walkie-talkie. And then Mark, the middle brother, had like a stick, like a wooden stick. And if I remember correctly, I had a pentel pen. So that was my weapon.
Pentel
well,
pen.
The pentel pen is mightier than the stick.
But we would always like, parang we would report in, parang hey, we're ano, parang there's a light in the driveway. There's a light in the driveway. Who's that? Who's that? Alam mo yung ganon, parang. That was so much fun.
Kids.
Yeah. You, what about you?
Well, mine is, I just remember because we didn't have a lot of money when we were young.
Mm.
We shared everything.
Right.
Our parents would decide that they would buy us a toy, but we would all five kids would have to meet to decide what that toy will be because we will
right.
share it all.
Because you're going to share it all. And boys and girls kayo.
Boys and girls. Plus even the books. So my sister would start reading a book and then she would like read this. By the time everybody else has read the book, then we talk about it. Like a book club. It became
nerdy.
Such a... No, but what it trained for us to do was one, to share.
Yeah.
Two, to be very analytical when it comes to reading.
Right.
To be critical. And also to talk.
Mm.
Well, obviously because my dad's a pastor and a lawyer. He had to talk for a living.
Right.
So
and look at you now.
Still
hey,
talking.
You're talking for a living.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, so I just remember that growing up, in hindsight, I loved my childhood because of my siblings.
Mm.
Kahit na inaasar nila ako, and they really did, ha? Sobrang alaskado ako.
Sobrang, yeah. Me, probably, I had a weird, like, Lindsay Lohan moment when I was a kid.
Oh, again?
I took a...
recently, meron ka rin.
Not that. I got a stapler.
Mm.
And then, diba the bottom part, tapos yung top part where the stapled wire comes out.
Uh-huh.
So I put my thumb there and I go, what happens?
Sa top or sa bottom?
Sa top.
Okay.
Sabi ko, what happens if I like...
Pressed it.
I pressed it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, So I did.
Uh-huh.
And you know how sensitive I am to pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, at that moment, I just pressed it, watched the staple wire go completely into my thumb. And after that, I was like, wow, cool. And I was just staring at it. And the staple was in my thumb.
Even, how old were you?
Like, really little.
Bata ka palang, manhid ka na.
You know what else I remembered pala?
Mm.
When we were younger, we all had, because we had a farm in Iloilo, well, in Antique. And then we got...
Ikaw na ang landlord.
Oh, ikaw na ang asyandero.
So, three boys kami, diba? The two older brothers got fighting cocks, like roosters.
Mm-hmm.
I got a hen.
Mm.
And I was so weirded out. Na parang,
at least you had eggs.
Exactly. So, you know, eventually the two fighting cocks died.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hen was still alive, still producing eggs. And I was so happy because, like, you know, parang, haha, my chicken is still alive, blah, blah, blah. And then one day...
Niluto ng mommy mo yung...
Parang, I think...
Tapos kinain mo?
Di ba si Henny yan?
Si Henny.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I still don't know why I got the hen.
These are the scars of our childhood.
Actually, it was scarring. Remember my favorite pillows? Eventually, my mom wanted me to stop hugging them because they're so mapanghina and everything.
Mm.
So you know what they did? Si Linus tsaka si Jason, pinasok siya sa malaking punda. Tinahe. Tapos yun ang unan nung mga yaya.
Oh, that is bad.
And you know the worst thing about it, every night before going to sleep, I would go down
just
to the yaya's room. Tapos merong maliit na butas dun sa punda. I'd put my finger inside.
And he would be happy.
Ay, nako. We gotta go, folks. That story need not be finished. Okay?
Let's not complete that story. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Have a great Monday.
See you.
Okay, tonight on the concert series, it's Isabel de Leon. Now, catch Fran on center stage with our, of course, artist. By tonight, Isabel de Leon will be in the RX studios. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.